Enbridge is taking homeowners to court. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Enbridge Energy is replacing one of its pipelines that runs through Lower Michigan. They're replacing Line 6B. It's the same pipeline that broke in Marshall 2 years ago. The new pipeline will allow Enbridge to double the amount of oil they can transport to refineries in Detroit, Toledo, and Sarnia, Ontario. To build the pipeline, the company says it needs additional easement next to the current 60-foot easement that runs through many people's backyards. Enbridge says many people who own land along the pipeline route have signed contracts with the company, but Enbridge is taking people who refuse to sign contracts to court. In a courthouse in Howell yesterday, a judge heard arguments against more than a dozen landowners. Connie Watson and her husband Tom are among the defendants.
Enbridge had taken us to condemnation. Eminent domain is another word for it. And because we wouldn't sign their contract as it was, they had brought us to court to take the land.
The Watsons say they're frustrated with Enbridge because of experiences they've had with the company in the past. For 4 months, Enbridge repaired sections of the current pipeline running through the Watsons' backyard. Tom Watson says Enbridge workers brought in lights and worked in their yard with heavy equipment day and night.
Sounds like bomb going off about every hour or so, or, you know, like a bomb went off.
So much noise.
The Watsons say the work caused cracks in their foundation and other damage they say they have not been compensated for. The couple says they were not satisfied with the offers Enbridge made for their land for the new pipeline. Connie Watson says she feels like she's at the mercy of a company that's acted more like a bully than a responsible corporate neighbor.
It does make you feel sold out, doesn't it, Tommy?
Yeah.
Makes you feel sold out.
The lawyers for Enbridge declined to comment. The Gannett News Service reports Enbridge has taken more than 70 homeowners in Michigan to court to force them to give up some of their property. Carol Brimhall lives in Stockbridge on 38 acres.
Well, we tried to negotiate with Enbridge. We met 6 times with various attorneys.
But she says they were not satisfied with any offers. A judge in Ingham County recently ordered that Enbridge could expand its easement on her property. The judge also ordered the Brimhalls to accept around $11,000 in compensation from Enbridge.
The condemnation was devastating. We couldn't have been in that courtroom 5 minutes. So I thought the judge would maybe order mediation or say, let's give this another 2 weeks and you guys see if you can work it out. Anything, but she signed the order and we were done.
Brimhall says Enbridge crews cut down more than 100 large trees on her property last week. She says the work started the same day her mom was in the hospital, dying.
Oh, it's awful. They came through, and well, the day my mom was, Monday, was. And they cut my trees. I had called and emailed the agent. I said, please, give me a little bit of time here so my mom can pass away. And I can be with her and not worry about what's going on. And they were out there first thing Monday morning.
We asked Enbridge Energy to comment for this story, but the company did not make anyone available for an interview. You can learn more about Enbridge's pipeline plans on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.